A majority of evangelical Christians have thrown their support to President Trump in the 2016 election, as did a large number of conservative Catholics and mainline Protestants who agreed with candidate Trump's positions on abortion and the economy. Nearly a year into the Trump presidency, persistent questions about the president's ethics, his truthfulness, and behavior are raising concern among voters. Are pastors speaking out about this? How much is appropriate to say from the pulpit? Elise Nelson Winger is a Lutheran minister and chaplain at Illinois Wesleyan University. Scott Burkle is a pastor of White Oak Bible Church in Carlock. Burkle starts off the conversation telling GLT's Judy Valente that some conservative Christians are experiencing voter remorse.
I think that most conservative Christians held their nose and voted for Trump. I can't speak for all conservative Christians. I can't speak as a defender of the administration because I'm not. I am a conservative, politically evangelical Christian. But here's what I'm afraid of. What I'm afraid of is that my worldview being represented by such a rotten example has the effect of making that worldview diminished in people's eyes.
Have you ever specifically addressed that from the pulpit?
But there are times where I do address it. I talked about Nebuchadnezzar's hubris and how he thought, is this not great Babylon that I've built by my mighty hand, you know, and so on. And one of the things that I gave as an illustration was a tweet from Donald Trump where he said, "Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest and you all know it. Please don't feel stupid or insecure. It's not your fault." And so I just made the connection that kind of hubris that exists among world leaders, it lives on today. And we need to remember that God's the one that rules, not human beings.
Reverend Nelson Winger, you're a member of a women's clergy group. You're in contact with clergy members as chaplain of Illinois Wesleyan. How do you talk about politics or the president without offending members of your congregation who may have voted for that person?
One of the things I love about being a part of the church as a member and a pastor is that I get to work with and be in community with people who I sometimes deeply disagree with on a political level. But we find places of common purpose and common ground.
How do you see your fellow clergy members addressing some of the daily grind of issues that are coming out? Sometimes rude, crude statements, sometimes just untrue statements.
Right. And this is where there's a difference. And I think we are in a period of time that calls for, and I don't say this lightly, where we need to rebuke the ways of some leaders who are willfully distorting and misrepresenting the truth. You cannot have a conversation with civility, even when you deeply disagree, when you are not dealing with people who are being honest.
I want to give Pastor Burkle a chance to jump in on that very point. We're taught in church to tell the truth.
Yeah, so the challenge there is that cuts across both sides of the political spectrum. There isn't one group that has a corner on hubris or exaggeration. That's true. I loved what Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan of New York said once. He said, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but no one's entitled to their own facts.
A recent Pew Research Center poll found that 78% of white evangelicals support the job President Trump is doing, compared to 39% of the general electorate. One evangelical pastor told an interviewer that throughout the Bible and throughout history, God uses rulers who are not themselves godly.